Trauma, Chaos, Crisis, Hollywood Insiders Panic Over Rejection of DEI. By David Ng on June 13, 2024. The growing backlash against DEI has Hollywood elites hitting the panic button. At the annual CAA Amplify Summit in Ojai, California, this week, various Hollywood leaders powwowed with assorted figures from the left, including former First Lady Michelle Obama as well as leaders of the ACLU and HRC. One of the main topics of discussion was DEI, or, in yet another case of left-wing alphabet creep, DEA, diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility. CAA power agent Mahadikal told attendees there is a crisis as Hollywood studios are pulling back their diversity efforts, according to a report from The Wrap. This year feels particularly crucial. I'm having deja vu because I think I stood up here last year and said, I think this year feels particularly crucial, she reportedly said. But I think we can agree that this year is giving trauma, it is giving chaos, it's giving crisis. She was referring at least in part to the recent exodus of DEI executives at major studios including Disney, Warner Brothers Discovery, and Netflix. More broadly, many corporations and universities are moving to dump DEI amid a popular backlash against wokeness as well as efforts by GOP lawmakers to put an end to DEI indoctrination in education and government. UNC Chapel Hill recently decided to end its DEI programs, while the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, announced that faculty candidates will no longer be asked to provide diversity statements during the application process. Dickel reportedly said that everyone at the event was representing the unrepresented. Elsewhere at the summit, ACLU Chief Anthony Romero reportedly sounded the alarm on the possibility of a Trump victory in November. We are planning on, Donald, Trump in a way that we have 13 different memos that I'm driving like a train, he said. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.